4. The Courting Commoner and Me. Excuse me, are you trying to let my skin burn in the sun? Hold the parasol straight. It was an evening just on the verge of summer. We were returning to the dormitories after having finished our academy night's work for the day. The sky was beginning to darken, but the sunbeams still remained strong, so I reprimanded the commoner for falling short in her duties. Goodness, Lene would never have been so... Oh, what does it even matter? Oh, I'm so sorry, Miss Claire. You're just such a perfect 10 that I lost focus. The commoner scrambled to reposition the parasol. A perfect 10? I haven't a clue what you're on about, but would you mind doing your job? Apologies. Humph. I thought about following up with some harsh words, but I just couldn't get in the mood. The reason was clear. Losing Lene had taken its toll on me. Much like Catherine, I'd grown up with Lene. She was like a sister to me. I'd known better than to think we'd be together forever, but losing her still hurt. Rallaire, sitting on Ray's shoulder, looked at me worriedly. Miss Claire? What is it? Once our holiday starts, how about I make you something sweet? Where'd that come from? There's no need for that. Rallaire began to jump up and down, perhaps recognizing the word sweet. I wasn't particularly swayed myself. Even the creme brulee you love? That's the recipe you gave Lene, right? I thought back on the time Lene and I ate the creme brulee the commoner had made for us. It made me feel sentimental to think about how we'd never have such a day again. Miss Claire? The commoner interrupted my thoughts. What is it? Come on, chin up. I am perfectly fine, thank you very much. No matter how untrue this might be, I couldn't very well let myself look weak before her. With a huff, I turned away. Miss Claire? What? Can I hug you? What? Out of the blue, she'd ask something outrageous. Then again, that wasn't exactly unusual, given her track record. Of course you may not. What kind of servant asks their master for a hug? Huh? This kind? She said, looking genuinely perplexed. What are you looking so confused for? I'm the confused one here. Goodness, this girl. As strange as it was, this ridiculous conversation had me feeling somewhat like myself once more. Lene might not be here anymore, but I still needed to keep it together or she'd laugh at me next time we met. Miss Claire? What? And isn't this the third time we've done this little exchange now? It's the fourth, actually. Oh, so you've been keeping count, I see. Well, what do you want? I like you. Her unfiltered declaration of affection made my heart race slightly. In the same way Lene would shower me with love when I was feeling down, the commoner was trying to show me she cared, in her own way. It was kind of her, though I'd have appreciated it more if she forewent the teasing. Yes, yes, and I hate you, I replied, as was our routine, after calming my beating heart. That's strange. I thought for sure my timing was perfect there. Perfect for what? Oh, jeez. Don't make me say it out loud, you perv. You started it! I was forced to have this nonsensical conversation with her until we finally reached my room at the dormitory. She unlocked the door and opened it for me. Catherine had hidden herself, as per usual. I hoped I could release her from the tight confines of this room one day. Miss Claire, you have a letter. The commoner said, holding out a sealed letter. Who is it from? Manaria Seuss. Sister? I exclaimed, surprised to hear such a name. I approached the commoner with intensity unbecoming of a young lady, snatched the letter out of her hands, and checked the sender myself. I saw the familiar, graceful handwriting on its cover and knew that it was indeed Manaria who'd sent this. The wax seal bore the crest.